Around 7 million international tourists came to Ireland this year, according to research from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. That's a 73% recovery on the pre-pandemic peak of 2019. All the main markets, mainland Europe, the UK, North America, they were all down. But nonetheless, the speed and strength of the recovery has exceeded expectation and surpassed most industry projections. Eoin Mara Walsh is the CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Good morning, Eoin, and thank you for coming into us this
morning. Morning, Mary.
All in all, a positive year for Irish tourism.
Much better than anticipated. As you say, 7 million international tourists this year, which is, you know, this time last year we were sitting here and we were in the midst of another COVID pandemic. So a much stronger year. A number of factors, pent-up demand, deferred bookings, accumulated savings. Air access has been restored particularly quickly. Ryanair and Aer Lingus particularly aggressive in that regard. So much better. We're back to about 73% of pre-pandemic levels, which is no mean feat.
And when you look ahead then, when would you hope to get back to or surpass those 2019 highs?
It'll be quite some time. There's a long kind of climb ahead of us. We reckon it'll be about 2026. So we've made great, if you like, strides in that direction this year. But there's a long road ahead of us. And indeed, 2023 will be challenging on a number of fronts. But full recovery back to pre-pandemic levels, probably 2026, so 3-4 years away. So a long, steep climb and quite a few hurdles to overcome.
Why so long? What is there a problem with the Irish tourist product?
Well, no. I think the Irish tourism product is strong. I think air access is being restored quite quickly, which is very, very positive. But tourism is very vulnerable to external factors. That's been the case ever since, you know, 9/11, foot and mouth. We can all kind of, you know, the ash cloud. We can all think back to times when mad external events affected the tourism industry. And again, next year is going to be no different. We've got the energy crisis, we've got hyperinflation, we've got kind of cost of business going through the roof. We've got the impact of government contracts on tourism accommodation supply for Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, which is curbing the supply of tourism accommodation. So lots of external factors, some of them beyond our control, such as the global economic picture, some within our control. So areas like competitiveness and that whole issue about a sort of a comprehensive plan for how refugees are to be accommodated over a 2-year
like
period is important.
Oh, and you're preparing people for maybe a less good year next year. And you have, is it 28% of hotel rooms are contracted to the government for refugees? Is this presenting a problem for the industry?
It's not presenting a problem at the moment. But if, as you say, 28% of all tourism beds in regional Ireland are contracted to the government at the moment for non-tourism reasons, for Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, which from a humanitarian perspective is perfectly understandable. However, if that situation is still the case in March, April, May, as we get into the tourism season next year, we're going to have a problem because you'll have tourism towns up and down the length and breadth of the country without tourism beds, and therefore there will be no tourism activity. And that means a lot of jobs will be at risk, a lot of livelihoods, a lot of tourism businesses will be at risk. Not necessarily the hotels, who after all receive a rate from the government, but the downstream tourism businesses will be affected.
So what do you want done about it?
Just to say, the restaurants, the shops, the tourist attractions, if they don't get the tourism dollar, there's going to be a significant problem. I think the government have got to have a Department of Taoiseach-led approach to this. I think it's no longer good enough for the government to just say, right, this is a Department of Children problem, because this straddles all parts of society and indeed the economy, but particularly the tourism economy. So I think the Department of Taoiseach should lead out in it. I think the tourism and hospitality sector has a role to play, but it cannot be the primary accommodation provider, because we need those beds back for the tourism industry. There needs to be modular housing, there needs to be, you know, unused dwellings, vacant buildings, all the other forms of accommodation need to be explored. Lord.
All right. Eoin Mara Walsh, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's 29 minutes to 9.